Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Potato chip day, honey. Gary, how you celebrating?
He's been practicing.
All right. Anyway, are Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner reconciling and having adult sleepovers?
Ooh.
We'll tell you about that coming up, and we'll tell you why Tyra Banks' two-year-old might already be smarter than you. Mm. But first, today we lost one of the greatest minds of our time, Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking, a legendary figure. Mm-hmm. One of the most brilliant minds of our generation.
Absolutely.
Now, he's most famous for his work with black holes and relativity and wrote several popular science books, including A Brief History of Time, which sold over 10 million copies.
Mm.
So, Stephen was also the subject of the Academy Award-nominated movie The Theory of Everything, for which Eddie Redmayne won the Oscar for playing him. And he also was on a ton of TV shows. He appeared on The Big Bang Theory, Star Trek The Next Generation, Family Guy, and The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy thing is, Stephen Hawking passed away in his hometown of England today, which is March 14th, which is also Pi Day. For those who don't know what Pi Day is, we'll let our pie expert, Gary with the T, explain it for you.
Yes, I mean, Pi Day in our household is usually Thanksgiving and Christmas. My mama would make pies.
Pi Day is an annual celebration of the mathematical constant pi. Now, Pi Day is observed on March 14th since 3, 1, and 4 are the first three significant digits of pi. Everyone knew that.
Oh, God, you set him up real good. It's like my mama made pies, and pies this, and pies that.
Pumpkin pie, cherry pie,
pumpkin pie, pie, potato pie.
Rest in peace to Stephen Hawking. May his cool-ass voice live on forever.
Well, anyway, Headcrack, honey, I may not know much about pie, honey, but I do know, honey, about love. And it seems like Taylor Swift, y'all, has found the one. Dating a British actor. His name is Joe Alwyn for 10 months. And baby, Insider revealed to Us Weekly that Taylor really believes that Joe is the one for her. Mm. Now, she wants to get engaged to him, and she just doesn't feel as though she has to impress anyone at this point.
Good for her.
That's right.
Nah. Good for her.
She needs to impress us.
Why?
No,
because
she doesn't.
You didn't tell us about all the other ones, damn it. Tell us about this.
Because
see,
now she needs to do the opposite of what she's been doing so the relationship can work.
Now, with this particular relationship for Taylor Swift, she's very private. They're keeping everything just hush-hush between the two of them, unlike her other relationships. When she was in a relationship with Jake Gyllenhaal, Calvin Harris, Harry Styles, Tom Hiddleston, and John Mayer, they were very, very public. Pictures were everywhere.
Famous penis.
But if she would put out, she could have kept them longer, though.
What you mean, Gary?
She should put out, and she could keep them long. She could have had just one.
What you mean,
what
put
you
out?
Mean put out?
This is a, she's not a black woman. This is a white woman.
Well,
no
it
way.
Just didn't. Oh, you know what? It's time for the next story.
Okay.
Can you give me my next story before I have to choke Gary up in him?
Excuse me. Prompter.
Honey.
Prompter.
He really tried us.
He did try.
Honey, this snatch, you will never go back.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyway, let's talk about somebody that's smarter than you.
Yeah.
Tyra Banks' son, honey, just might be the next America's next top baby because guess what? He is a baby genius.
Already?
He is. Well, Tyra recently raved about her two-year-old son, York, who she had with her ex-boyfriend, Norwegian photographer, Eric Alsa. So Tyra says that he speaks 3 different languages: English, Spanish, and Norwegian.
Oh.
But how well is he speaking these languages at 2?
Very well. And Tara also said, my son is amazing with colors. He has friends in his class that are like red, and my son is already up to silver, rose, and rose gold.
Oh.
And he has been counting to 20 since he was 18 months. So he's really, really smart.
But that's what parents are supposed to say. You don't see too many parents walking around talking about, my kid is dumb. Like, no one celebrates that.
But how
that's
many
true.
Children you know rose gold?
They don't know rose gold.
Nah, they don't know rose gold.
They be like,
it's
shiny.
It's a rich color.
Mm-hmm.
Just shiny. Sparkle.
All right, y'all, so moving on. Like, last week, there was a rapper by the name of Lil Xan who stunned the hip-hop world when he had the audacity to say that he found Tupac's music boring.
What? Yeah. No, he didn't.
He said he didn't.
Has he heard Dear Mama?
It's just disrespectful. But keep going with your story, because I got my 2 cents.
So there's this rapper by the name of O3 Greedo. He agreed with Lil Xan and said, Tupac sucks. Tupac was a bitch ass.
Oh.
Wait. You can't even put that in the same sentence with Tupac's name.
True.
Okay.
Lil Yachty says he can't name 5 Biggie or Tupac songs.
Huh?
XXXTentacion says he's better than Tupac, and Kodak Black said, I'm better than Tupac and Biggie.
If you don't know him or wasn't part of that era, you should not have anything to say about either of them, because they are geniuses and great in their own right. And you may do music today, and you might be dope, but don't discredit the people that came before you, because I'm part of that, and I get real irritated when people do that. Like, don't do that.
So what can we... Okay, now I know we can't change the world of this nation, but what can we do to get these artists and scenes that don't have to be on this bullcrap? Because this is very disrespectful.
It's just the new way.
So what can be done? Yeah.
Only thing we can do is plant drugs on them and call the police.
Pray for them and keep doing our thing, honey. Well, moving on, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner are having sleepovers.
With children?
Together, honey. Well, at least according to Us Weekly.
He has a girlfriend.
Even better?
Well, you guys, it's been nearly 3 years since the couple announced their separation following the news of Ben's affair with the nanny.
Mm-hmm.
Ben has been dating SNL producer Lindsay Shookus for nearly a year, but sources say he is still telling his friends that he wants Jen back. In fact, ever since their divorce was finalized last year, Ben has apparently begged Jen to come back several times.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but have y'all ever, like, broke up in a relationship and just dealt with a placeholder because you can't have what you want for the time being?
Right, and that's probably what this new girl
is. It's horrible, yeah.
She's probably definitely that. It's always going to be a huge rebound right after a divorce. But, y'all, I don't know if I can trust this article, because on the cover, it talks about them having a sleepover, but in the article, it doesn't say anything about them sleeping together.
See these dang on magazines.
I just want you to pick it up and buy.
It's like the magazine version of clickbait.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
Right.
Yeah.
We ain't talking about his fantasies. We want to get the tea on whether he really did sleep over there or
not. For real. Did they sleep over or not?
Did it go
real? Their houses are bigger than most people. He probably slept over there in the guest house.
Right. That's where he was banging the nanny.
But you know what the cute thing about, though? What does his new girlfriend, Miss Shookum, think about it? This story.
Oh, she mad.
She a shook one.
Yeah. She a shook one. Well, y'all, Baby Chicago is only 2 months, and Kim Kardashian is already contemplating baby number 4.
Because she don't have to carry
thank
it.
You.
She's ready, honey. Oh,
I'm
but check this out.
Me some too. Go on, carry that thing for me.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But apparently, the 4th kid would be the last one, because Kim doesn't have it in her anymore to have any more than that.
It's not coming out of her.
I know you're going to say that. Stop being shady.
But even caring for the kid and juggling 4 children is a lot.
No, it ain't.
Not when you ain't carrying the kid.
It ain't you.
I ain't got to do nothing.
No, it is a lot.
It took head crack to be on her side. Y'all ain't right over there.
No, I love Kim. Carry the one.
So anyway, she tells Elle, I don't think I can handle more than that. My time is spread really thin, and I think it's important in a couple that the mom gives the husband as much attention as the kids.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of mess is that? She's neglecting them damn children. She want to give all the attention to her husband.
No, as much
she said
attention.
Equally, like,
yeah,
just
yeah,
as much.
She
said
as still,
much.
Honey, still, and she's giving more attention to them, her husband, than them children.
She said as much.
As much. She shouldn't have said as much. She should have you just give much.
It's not a good sentence when you take out the
as.
No, well, you give as much. You give much attention.
I give the kids much attention.
Just
not enough.
That's why I come
not as much,
night,
but much.
Then when your kid is 5 and in a gang, you wonder where they went wrong. My parents only gave me much love. right, so believe it or not, Oprah is not always the center of attention. Find out how she reacts when she's not after the break. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Now, before we move on, we just want to take some time to applaud all the students that participated in today's walkout.
Yes. Now, walk it out.
Yeah, walk it on out. Now, regardless how you feel about it politically, it's inspiring to see a brand new generation of activists taking action.
Yes.
And we're thinking of you and hoping positive change comes from all of this. So, let's get back to today's show, and y'all keep up the great work. Now, speaking of great work, Wrinkle in Time, you guys had a chance to see it yet?
No.
You did? I didn't.
Go check it out.
I want to see it. The graphics look so good.
They put in work on that, man. And the press tour continues, and Oprah, Mindy, and Reese have been giving them the goods.
Good.
They was just on a Late Late Show with James Corden, and Oprah revealed that one of her favorite hobbies is bathing, and that she takes it very serious. And James found out exactly how serious.
Oh.
Take a listen.
How big is Oprah's bath? That's what I want to know. In my head, Oprah's bath is like a sort of, it's like a Roman bath that only you go in yourself and there are just general people around.
I do have a hand-carved tub.
A hand-carved tub?
Yes.
Carved out of what?
Out of marble.
Right.
And onyx.
How many people can fit in your bath?
The entire room or just the tub?
Just the tub.
Just the tub. Well, you could get a couple in there. But however, it was carved to the shape of my body.
Shut.
What? I cannot. What?
Wow. I love this woman 100 times more now. Because I'm a bad fanatic. Oh, she got a contour to her body?
Yes, honey.
They made a mold?
Made a mold, baby.
That's insane.
Bathing is not a hobby. Stunting is.
Wow.
But when your weight goes up and down like the stocks, how do you continue? Like, do you have to keep getting it remodeled to fit your current body size?
She may even have a couple and have her assistants swap it out, baby. Swap it out. Well, of course, like Head Crack said, these ladies have been putting in that work, honey. They've also been in London to promote the film, and an interviewer, a young woman by the name of Lucy Jane Ford, got the opportunity to meet one of her heroes, and it wasn't Oprah.
What?
Yeah. Before the interview, she posted this pic with the caption, 4 years ago, I wrote my university dissertation on Legally Blonde, and I'm about to give it to Reese Witherspoon herself. I may cry.
I get it.
Yeah, I get it too. And well, sure enough, she gave it to her, and this is what happened.
And I want to start by saying I'm obviously a gigantic fan of all of you.
Thank you.
Goes without saying. But Reese, I actually wrote 15,000 words on you once.
Really?
I wrote my university dissertation on Legally Blonde.
Oh,
wow.
And strong female characters.
That's so sweet.
And this is just for me. You can read it, you can burn it, you can clean your windows with it.
Oh.
But I feel like that was full circle for me that I wrote that 4 years ago.
Thank you. That really touches my heart.
I got to watch Legally Blonde 800 times, so.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing. Thank you. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
Oh, Legally Blonde means a lot to me as well. Thank you so much, and congratulations on A Wrinkle in Time.
Thank you. I have one question about this.
Yeah.
Is it scented?
Oh, I actually put perfume on it before I did.
Oh, my gosh. Oprah was a little disgusted, a little perturbed.
Yeah. No, don't say that about,
Oh, honey, her face out. She loved attention.
We're gonna never get to the house.
I already said she next to baby Jesus. Now, I done gave her that, but let me have my opinion. Yes. Now, she was standing, sitting there. The girl done showed the thing. Mm-hmm. Oprah said,
She didn't do that. She did look a little bit, honey, annoyed.
I ain't gonna let them come for you.
And then they had Oprah all on the end of the seat, honey. Just they should have Oprah in the middle because she's the queen, honey.
Here we go. Starting trouble.
Not white balance.
Coming up, Chrissy Teigen discovered a secret about Diddy. But will she tell? Stay tuned. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Yes, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, honey, are Netflix and chilling on Diddy's dime.
Wait, what?
Yes, baby. Now, they said John and Chrissy, honey, have been vacationing in China and happened, y'all, to rent out the same spot as Diddy did. Now, they're saying, y'all, that when Chrissy realized that Diddy forgot y'all to do something very important before leaving, and guess what that was?
What?
Chrissy tweeted about it and wrote, "At Diddy, hey, at John Legend, and I had the same rental after you and I logged you out of your Netflix and didn't look at your history because that's just the kind of people we are. Love to you and Cassie."
She lied. Because when Netflix come on, the page automatically shows what you've been watching.
Yeah, I totally would want to know what Diddy and Cassie were watching.
Yeah.
They know something on Diddy, honey.
And we just talked about this, how Netflix is starting to tell on people with that continue watching mess.
Yeah.
If I'm done watching it, just erase it.
Right.
That's it. I'm done.
Don't recommend nothing.
Right. What would they find bad on y'all Netflix?
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you try to make a general assessment about me, about my Netflix history, you would think I'm a potential axe murderer who likes comedies and has an interest in drug dealing. Because that's pretty much a culmination of all the things I watch.
Right. Yeah, that sounds almost like mine, too.
I just got Netflix about 2 weeks ago.
Really?
And I just put queer guy for the straight guy, queer eye for the
straight guy. That's the first thing you watch.
That's all I want. People watch all of that.
You got Netflix or Netflix?
Well, Sharon Stone managed to snag a role written for a 25-year-old.
Oh. Did she?
Oh. Yes, she did. In her new movie, All I Wish, which hits theaters later this month, Sharon was initially asked to play the mother of a 25-year-old, but she had a different idea in mind.
Okay.
Sharon says she called the director and said, "I think it would be more interesting if I played the daughter. I just didn't feel that having a 25-year-old woman who didn't have her life together was perilous. The stakes would be so much higher, and it would feel more important when the protagonist's mom gets sick if we are older, because this is what happens in real life."
I mean, so she's obviously playing younger than herself. Now, Sharon Stone is 60 right now. What do y'all think the youngest you guys could play in anything?
I could probably be a 25-year-old. I could do, like, mid-20s.
Me too, 25, 24.
Mm-hmm. Gary?
About a 30-year-old.
Who?
Where?
Somebody just told me the other day. How they
lied, Gary. Gary, you can play a strong, a real, ooh, a super fabulous strong 55-year-old. I gave you 5 years.
Oh.
Yes,
Gary. Strong day for you. 55, Gary.
Well, we may not know Sharon's secret to everlasting youth, but we can give you our secret to fashion.
Woo!
Dish gear, baby. Go to dishnation.com/dishgear for your chance to look fabulous in our hats, our t-shirts, and our bags and more. And speaking of older people rocking it, wait until we tell you what Sylvester Stallone did. Coming up next.
Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hi!
Last year, there was a Sylvester Stallone death hoax circulating on the internet, and Sly had to come out and be like, "Yo, I'm not dead."
Why are they trying to kill this man?
They always do that.
There's a couple people they try to kill a couple times a year. So the 71-year-old posted this video of him doing pull-ups with 100-pound weight, and the caption, "Another easy workout."
Ready?
Yep.
You did not see was he laid on that ground and ended up in that hospital. Okay.
Stunting
for the gram will get you in trouble.
Stop trying to prove yourself, honey. We love you for who you are back in your rocky days and today, honey. We want you to be around. You could have just did a regular Instagram saying, "Hey, you guys, I'm not dead."
Right. And that would have been good enough for us.
Yeah.
But he only did one pull-up.
Two. He's 70.
He did one and a half.
One and a half.
Yeah. And he fell off for death. That was like a death drop at the
hello.
Hey, we need to start a new friend. It's the grand, Paul.
All right.
Looking old and struggling. Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.